Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Mayhem as usual here at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Jeff Van Drew, don't take a picture with that guy. You'll look bad. I mean, he's that much in shape. It's shocking. We're talking ellipticals.
Before, if you go to youtube.com/Ed12WPHD, he was just sitting there, and his arm muscles were enormous. I go,
yeah, exactly. It's all that Scotch lifting. But joining us is a better physical specimen than Jeff Van Drew. Sea Squash is with us here. Flexing for the crowd here at Mulligan's, along with the handler, Colleen. So, Colleen, tell me, how does one handle Sea Squash?
Running after him really fast.
Okay.
Backing up really quickly. Squash is just on the loose, and you never know what's going to happen.
Does Sea Squash ever talk at all? Is there any sound he might make here?
Oh, Sea Squash can make a lot of sounds. Go ahead, Sea Squash.
Is that a yes or no? If I asked a direct question, then you can translate. Was that what did that mean?
Well, so I've spent a lot of time listening to Sea Squash and understanding what's going on. So I think I have a pretty good grasp.
Yes.
If I get it wrong, he's going to let me know.
Okay, he's going to give us an answer. So, Sea Squash, why do this? Why suddenly appear here at the Jersey Shore? And why the Wildwoods? This would seem to fit in somewhere, like Seaside Heights or something, I'm thinking, than the Wildwoods.
Okay, so we get this one a lot.
Yes.
And the biggest thing is Sea Squash loves the Wildwoods. This is his home. This is where he wants to be. He loves everything about it. And really wants to, you know, make everybody else love it, too.
Is that his, Sea Squash, is that your name at birth, or is this a name that you changed legally somehow or another in whatever world you came from?
Look, he has a name. I don't think that it would be easy to translate here.
Okay.
You could try.
Well,
you can
it just kind of sounds like, go ahead, Sea Squash.
See?
Sea Squash, are you a good superhero or are you a bad guy?
That's easy.
He's giving you a pass. So, he's a good guy.
Thank you, Sea Squash.
He's a very good guy, yes. And he loves kids. And, you know, you see him on the boardwalk, and kids are just coming up to him and fist bumping him.
I heard rumors that he was gnawing on the wood of the boardwalk, though, the other day. Is
okay,
that
those
true?
Are just rumors.
Just rumors.
But, you know, he was trying to get a toothpick big enough to get some of the seagull out of his teeth.
Maybe it was just a toothpick that people saw, and it was so big they thought it was a board from the boardwalk.
But, Colleen, Sea Squash, our buddies at the tourism thing, when the interview was with the Inquirer, not our paper of record, we'll just note that, seemed to not want him to be saying he sleeps under the boardwalk, but I believe he does. I think I've seen sightings of him. Is that where you sleep?
Okay, so the official report is that we don't encourage anyone to sleep under the boardwalk. Now, we're working very diligently to be able to get a house for Sea Squatch. So he's been working with a local realtor to be able to afford his own place here.
Now, wait a minute, though. Sea Squatch is going to have to do a lot of commercials for Mulligans or Talk Radio 1210 because to afford a house in the Wildwoods, Sea Squatch have some hidden inheritance from mommy and daddy.
He's working very diligently, and fortunately, we have a lender that has a special Squatch program. First time Squatch homeowners. Oh, you're selling locks of your hair? Okay.
Oh, all right. Anybody want a lock of the hair? We'll start the bidding.
Right,
Squatch
is selling himself live on air.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, if you're on YouTube and you like what you see, you can make a bid here. That would be very helpful. Dan, you have a question for Sea Squatch?
I'm just wondering, like, the parents of Sea Squatch, where is Sea Squatch? Was he just found one day here in Wildwood, or where the heck does he come from?
No. So, actually, if you were following along with the Wildwood Sea Squatch Facebook page, you will see that his father made a very famous video walking, you know. That was, like, out in the Pacific Northwest. So, that's his dad.
Tell us where we find Sea Squatch for people at home coming to the Wildwoods.
Oh, see, the best thing to do, I mean, you're talking to a cryptid. This is an elusive creature.
Yeah. Yes.
So follow on his Facebook page because a lot of times the spur-of-the-moment announcements. He is an elusive creature, so you just have to stay tuned and he'll pop up.
Aha. Uh-huh. Why Mulligans then? We're honored, but why Mulligans? What's here at Mulligans? Is he a scotch drinker? Is he a...
Oh, well, he's pointing to everything.
Everything here. All right, endorsement for Mulligan.
I would say that probably because, you know, fantastic crowd here. He's welcomed by everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Why this year, though? Why suddenly this summer season has Sea Squatch emerged?
Okay.
And, well, now, you know what? I wanted to get into the bigger stuff.
Okay.
We have kind of formed a bond, producer Dan and I, that we will do whatever we possibly can. I'm not sure if it's anything. That we think Sea Squatch should meet up with, apparently, his idol, the Fanatic.
Okay, so...
Yes, is that true?
That is, like, one of his big dreams. And really, this year has been about, like, a lot of dreams. So he got to meet Sonny the Seagull and Maurice Byers. So that was... But his huge dream is he wants to meet the Philly Fanatic.
Why the Fanatic, Sea Squatch?
That... Exactly. Whoa. I know. I see what you're saying. Okay. Let me see if I can translate this.
Yes. Thank you.
Because the Phillies. And the Fanatic is his hero, you know? I mean, if you're in the Wildwoods, you are clearly a Phillies fan.
Absolutely. Does the Sea Squatch, though, look, the Fanatic is a fantastic dancer. Does the...
He can bust a move. There we go.
Okay, there you go. All right. Yeah, so he does that. Can he ride a motorized vehicle at high speeds without injuring people?
No, I would say low speeds.
Low
he keeps speed. It low speeds.
There's a lot of golf carts here. I could see Sea Squatch in a golf cart.
He's definitely signaling like motorcycle. I think that he'd prefer a motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
I mean, what's better than in between an inning having Sea Squatch on a golf cart versus the Fanatic on an ATV making a race in
exactly.
the outfield, you know?
Exactly.
I think he would love to round the bases there with a Fanatic.
We're talking to Sea Squatch and his translator, his alter ego that helps the rest of us, Colleen. So, Colleen, how about your role as a translator? How did that happen?
I met Sea Squatch one day near the seawall, and it seemed like he was misunderstood.
Okay.
He was misunderstood. So he just wanted to, he wanted to let everybody know how much he loves the Wild Woods. And you can imagine that when they saw this giant hairy creature, they were scared. So I struck up a conversation as best I could with him, you know.
Well, I had a question too, C-Squash. If you hold him up, who does your nails, C-Squash? I mean, where do you go for your nailery? It looks like a pretty good job.
Well, I think he got the answer there that he does it himself by chewing on them. So,
what's next now as we head into the meat of the summer, Colleen, for C-Squash?
Okay, well, obviously he's going to pop up, you know, every once in a while on the boardwalk, but he has made his formal announcement that he's running for president. Wildwood C-Squash for president.
And on what kind of ticket? What is the issue or what is it that he's running on?
That's very easy. It's his...
Make Wildwood great.
Make Wildwood great.
Make Wildwood great. All right.
Uniting everybody on both sides in the love of Wildwood.
I love that he's kind of learned.
Mulligans. Thank you, C-Squash. C-Squash, everyone. And Colleen, his handler / translator and campaign manager.
There you go.
Make Wildwood great again. Thank you, C-Squash. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you very much
for coming out.
All right, folks. And again, Colleen, where do we find C-Squash? On Facebook?
Facebook. Go to Wildwood C-Squash on Facebook.
Okay. Thanks, C-Squash, very much.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Great stuff from Jeff and Drew here in Mulligan. And again, Mulligan's thanks to Scott of Mount Laurel, too, for the play-by-play. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Tom. Wish I was there with you guys today. On behalf of me, my friend Chris Ippolito, and Sean, Lucas, we'd like to say hi to you and Johnny Z, two buddies of ours.
Well, thank you.
I want to know your take on this last ridiculously insane reaction by the media and Sonia Sotomayor. Because I've been saying, and I had to shake the cobwebs out of my head, for the last 7 years, I was hoping for some kind of breakdown like this, telling everybody and people telling me that when things go awry, when they turn against the Democrat Party, they're going to lose all their functions, and I think this is a blessing.
Yeah, it is. And as far as what they're saying about the immunity thing, we played you Jay Town, and I'm going to keep on playing that, Joe, for everyone. Jeff and Drew liked it, too, and wanted to make sure he had that, saying that when you went to bed on Sunday night of this week, the president had immunity. Biden, whoever the president is. When you woke up and then you saw the Supreme Court decision, it just amplified that. It clarified
right.
that. It didn't give anything new to a president that wasn't there. And the only reason it was answered is because of the lawfare aspect of this. That's the way to tell people what this is about.
But Joe Biden and his family should count their blessings after that rendering, too. I just think it was ridiculous. And I got to believe any rational thinking mind, when they hear somebody say, Donald Trump could put a hit on somebody now, has to think that is well over the top.
Absolutely. All right, Joe, who couldn't you be in a room with or an elevator?
God, Whoopi Goldberg, has that been said yet?
Whoopi not said. I'll take Sonny Hostin off the board, too. That's worse than Whoopi to me, or Joy Behar. Sonny Hostin and I would just clash. All right. Nikki Haley, for once, jabbing effectively at George Stephanopoulos, who has the big interview with President Biden on Friday. Believe me now, George, because Haley was on with Stephanopoulos in a past interview over Biden's health cognitive decline. And Stephanopoulos was all over saying, prove it. You can't prove it. What was he saying? No, he was in the tank, and he's going to be in the tank again on Friday. That's what it's about. All righty, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210. Yesterday when we had Jay Town on talking about this, he made a point that if it's President Biden or President Trump, and they gave an outrageous order to murder their political opponent, to the Navy SEALs or to Delta Team. Big column today by people in the military saying, are you insane that you diminish the military in this manner? They would resist what would be an unlawful order. They're trained in it. They talk about it all the time. That would clearly be an unlawful order to murder an American citizen or a political opponent just out of the will of the president. That's not going to happen. And it makes it seem as if the military are just a bunch of zombies that are going to follow something like that. So Jay Town put it best. Presidents always had immunity. Now, what we need to see through the courts is to clarify some of these actions that are they official or are they private? And there might be some question on those, and those will be a matter for the judicial system. President Biden, it just has broken, has issued to his staff, 600 people or so. Clearly, I'm not getting out of this race. Now, I know you can say that that's what they have to say. I still believe he's not going to get out of the race. What's going to happen between now and whenever? The polling is horrible. In some states that we can't believe, like New Jersey, I don't see any way Trump can win New Jersey. But if they have to put resources into New Jersey, that is going to make things difficult for them. So states like New Mexico are in play. Virginia definitely in play. I didn't ask Jeff Van Drew. Didn't want to put him on the spot here, but I will in the future, about a VP choice. We're getting near the convention is a week away from this coming Monday. So when are we going to get the VP choice? I favor J.D. Vance at this point. I think he would be more than adequate to prosecute the Trump case in America first. But love to get you in. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Bruce in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, sounds like a good time there, my man. You know,
Bruce, when are we going to get you to Mulligan's?
One of these days I'm going to hitchhike down there and I'll take it.
The voice, right away when you come in the door.
Dom, I want to take a minute here to honor the late, great Jerry Blavitt, the Gator with the Heater, who on this day, it would have been his 84th birthday, and he's sorely missed, but his legacy lives on through his music, and like the Four Tops sang, it's the same old song, but with a different meaning since you've been gone, and God bless Jerry. I just wanted to get that in.
You know, I saw him perform over at the Golden Nugget. He had that whole outdoor thing when he was about 81 or 82. It was hard to believe he could dance like that. So, you know, Bruce, it plays into this thing with Biden. It's not a question of age. Bernie Sanders is a lot more coherent, energetic, et cetera. He's 84 with a heart condition. It's Biden who's had cognitive decline for quite a period of time. It's not an ageism thing. It's a Biden thing that's going on.
Yep, it's Biden. It's the person himself, you know, because there's lots of cognitive, you know, 80, 81, 91 people doing good. But I got my question for today, the answer, I mean, was you remember the comedian Gilbert Gottfried?
Yes, he was in studio at our old radio station where we were, and we had to almost take him out of there because of some of the comments on the air. Yes, Gilbert Gottfried's voice, the most
annoying voice you can imagine, you know, just listening to him would drive you nuts if you were
That's one of the first mails we've had today, Gilbert Gottfried. All right, that's a side question. We've introduced you to Drew of Upper Darby today, Dave of Somerset, Rich of Westchester, a lot of the regulars out here. The Earl of Tacony, though, is also here. And again, thanks to Scott of Mount Laurel for having fun with us doing our scotch tasting. Who knows what we'll do on the last Mulligan's event this year, which is toward the end of August. Already have some ideas. If we get one of those flyers here, it would have to be a beer drinking thing. I don't see them tasting scotch. That's one of the ideas I have in mind. All right, 855-839-1210, we can get you in. Of course, obligatory July 4th cookout. How much are things up? And it's random. It is incredible, the number of items from 3 or 4 years ago in the Biden administration to now. It's up again about 3% year over year. And just the cost of, I'm looking at the annual look from July 4th from Farmers. The Farmers Group says this year 2 pounds of ground beef will cost an average of $12.77, up more than a dollar or 11% from last year. Now that's already up an unbelievable amount from the beginning of the Biden reign until now. How much can America handle with this guy, and how much worse would it get? That's kind of getting drowned out at this point just because of the inability to even remotely show that you can be president. So we have the interview on Friday. Dan and I'll be here tomorrow, live on July 4th. And then on Friday, the interview will start to appear over the weekend. It's taped, though, edited. Is Stephanopoulos being brought in to help prop Biden up or to take him out? I still think it's to prop him up, but who knows what kind of games are going on with Stephanopoulos. He's a Clinton person, but there's no way they would go to Hillary, right? It appears one thing is solid based upon everything that I can tell you. As predicted, even more than I thought, they're saying if it's not Biden, it's got to be Kamala. You can't jump over her. I don't even know at this point if you can jump over with Michelle Obama, who's not going to get in. There's polling out there indicating Michelle Obama would win. We'll see when she gets in the race if that's the case. All right, we're going to take all of your calls. So now's a good time to start to line up. 855-839-1210. Still time to see you over here at Mulligan's. 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right across from the Acme in the heart of Wildwood. The Earl of Tacconi will be with me here, too. His fans are still remembering 2 weeks ago the leisure suit performance. 4th of July, this Thursday, right? Are you all set? Well, you have to make just one call to Captain Chuckie's. Check out all the new wild shrimp scampi ravioli. Ro and I had it on Monday night. Fabulous. With a kick. Chuckie's is teaming up with Vera Pasta, offering lobster, crab, and now wild shrimp ravioli. Remember to order the brand new Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake, the Bang Bang Crab Cake for the 4th. It's perfect. This is a delicious, creamy 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick. For those who like to spice it up with some heat, check your store for availability. Perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings, those mushrooms, various salads, stuffed mushrooms. And there's literally breaded or non-breaded crab cakes, a crab cake for everybody. Dessert, soup, sides, appetizers. They use only the highest quality ingredients. Their Gulf shrimp, a huge hit. Always wild caught, never farm raised. My favorite, those delicious dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's. There's a location near you. Captain Chuckie's Crab Cakes. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. By the way, if you're coming to Wildwood, anywhere near Wildwood, 5th and New Jersey Avenues in the Beach Bowls establishment, there's a pop-up Captain Chuckie's. And if you're coming to the Jersey Shore, go to CaptainChuckie'sAtTheShore.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom time from Mulligan's. Almost the last roundup today, so if you're headed toward Wildwood, be sure to stop into Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. And joining us, two of our stalwarts, Dave from Somerset, and of course the Earl of Tacconi without the leisure suit today. We're still working on the side question, too, at 855-839-1210. So, Dave, Somerset's pretty far away.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Oh, there you go. That's a little bit of a ride to Wildwood. How did you get to be a listener with all those central... First of all, are you in central... There is no central Jersey, right?
I realized that when I said I was in central Jersey. I was like, oh, boy, Dom's going to bring that up. So
exactly.
I would then consider it North Jersey. Okay
yeah.
But, no, I started listening to the station, and I tell everybody I listen to 1 week of, you know, who replaced Rush.
Right.
And it just didn't work. And I started listening to, I knew about your show and I listened to you a little bit. And I said, you know, it's entertaining. He's topical and he makes sense. So been listener since.
Well, thank you, Dave. Very nice.
You're welcome.
Big shoes to fill. And of course, one of the reasons it's so entertaining is the Earl of Tacconi, along with five or six of these other guys that have made it that way. So, Earl, what are you thinking today? You had a lot of requests to come up with a Kamala Harris song. How's that going?
I have that, but first off, you've been hating on me all day. My father does have the My Pillow slippers, and I do love me a cheesesteak hoagie, so you know, okay. I will fight for that.
All right, but Mike Lindell, Dan, might be my winner today as being trapped in the room if he's going to be sick. The Giza sheets, all right, that's kind of funny the first
time. David Somerset does have an answer if you want
that one. Yes,
Ted Stryker from the movie Airplane.
Ah, yes.
Who all would right. want to be in a room with him because everybody tried to kill themselves on the plane when he started talking to them.
How about you, Earl? What's yours today? I had time to ponder it.
I'm going to go with the guy that used to have your time slot on another network, Al Franken. I mean, I got through 2 pages of Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot. I got through 15 minutes of Air America, and God forbid you should pass out from boredom in the elevator, and you wake up and Al Franken's there giving you a feel.
And so. That station had Rachel Maddow, I think, followed him or was on afterward. They don't get talk radio. It was the fact checker type. Let's call in the fact checkers here.
No. The thing is between conservative and liberal radio is when I listen to the radio, everything you say is a lie. You have to convince me that you're telling the truth. You don't just say, you know, Donald Trump wants to do this or Joe Biden does this. You explain it as it goes through. When I listen to Al Franken spent 15 minutes saying George Bush sucks. He sucks. Boy, George Bush, he sucks. And it's like, why, Al? Mm-hmm. Why do you feel that way? And liberal media doesn't do that. They just give you the talking points because you've got me on Twitter now, and I keep seeing all these people that argue, and they just go with the talking points. Yep. And when you ask them, could you give me some details? What is it that you don't like? And they can't give you an answer because it's never been explained to them. They just get the bullet points, yep, and that's it. You give us the bullet point, and then you say, because, and then you go through every reason why you believe what you believe, and you convince us. Do we believe you? Do we not?
Well, it's such an easy medium, too. You guys know, because you're such big listeners, I tell people all the time, it's relatively easy because the rest of the media, it's not only is just giving us this kind of doctrine, mm-hmm, but the things that we talk about that we're excited about, the fun of it, they don't get any of that. There's no fun. There's no events like we've just had today where we had Jeff Van Drew, conduit to Trump, drinking scotch, followed by sea squash here with us, in addition to all the serious stuff that's happening. And the bond of listeners, and Dan has really cultivated this, is better than anything I've ever been part of in 37 years of talk radio.
I don't think they've ever had somebody sing a song about Kamala Harrison.
Are you ready to go?
Yes,
you
I can do that.
I didn't know that. I see him taking out a little crib sheet there.
Are we doing acapella?
Acapella? Yes. Right. Do you need something? Where's the band? Oh, we don't have the band this time around.
I just stole
a t-shirt. All right, folks, the Earl of Tacony without a leisure suit, his poetic put-together song for the next president, Kamala Harris.
Try to do my worst Neil Diamond impression if I can.
Okay. So,
Cacklin' Kamala, have you heard? She's building the South, she's making it out of words. Does it every day. What'd she say? Today is tomorrow, tomorrow's today, yesterday.
That's all on the spot here at Mulligan's. And where do we get your Christmas songs? We're expecting them. I know you're working diligently on them for this coming year.
Blame me.
Yes, we have the first Christmas album out. Sales are through the roof. I think we have 4 downloads, and I've downloaded it twice, so there's that. We're still working on the contractually obligated second-rate second album. Working on that. That should be out probably within the next month or so. And then we're going to have the Christmas album. We're going to try and get it out before the election on the off chance that Joe Biden wins. I want to try and get as many digs in as I can.
Don't put that out in the universe. Jeez.
Well, keep him there for now. Let's keep that alive that he might win. I want Joe Biden in. Do you want Joe Biden to stay in?
Well, I'd be out of a job if he lost.
Okay.
There is that.
But I mean, you know, stay in?
300 million votes.
Stay in because you're comparing two presidencies against each other.
Exactly. That's the first time we've been able. That's a great point that we've been able to do that. Versus somebody who can promise, if it's Harris, for example, to do Venn diagrams all that she wants.
Yep.
That point of comparison, and I don't think the Trump people quite get that. I would do it even more, the side-by-side on that, because there's no getting around that. It's not like the usual presidential battle.
And he can't run away from last Thursday.
Right.
Were the same. It's the same as 1960, Kennedy versus Nixon.
Yeah.
It's there for everyone to see.
I don't understand. I mean, I could have given some suntanning tips if he wanted to do that. You know, that counts. Nixon was campaigning, as you know, in 50 states, was all messed up and put some bad makeup on. Kennedy was sunning on a roof, allegedly, with a lot of women and looked great. And that's how it was.
Worked out.
Dave, thanks for coming all the way.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for letting me be with the Earl.
Oh, the Earl of Tacony. Coming up, it is the lightning round so that we get a winner here today from Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Hey there, folks. We have some exciting news from Rescue Natural Supplements. They're having a sale of epic proportions in honor of Independence Day. Now through July 4th, use the code FREEDOM to snag 45% off 4 or more of your favorite products. You can mix and match single bottles, boost your heart health, strengthen immunity, lift energy levels, or try all-natural sleep aids. To order, call 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant, or shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. It's never too late or too early to fortify your body and health. Rescue's Independence Day sale ends Thursday, July 4th, so don't miss out. Remember, shop res-q.com. Use the code FREEDOM. Again, the code is FREEDOM for 45% off 4 or more single bottles. Do it today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. Be ready to go. By the way, everyone here at Mulligan's, our last segment, and July 4th tomorrow, Mark Levin is with us. Would like to wish everyone a happy July 4th. Mark!
Oh, Dom Giordano, thank you very much. And everybody at Mulligan's, eat, drink, and be merry, and happy 4th of July. That's right, I said it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom time from Mulligan's. Almost the last roundup today, so if you're headed toward Wildwood, be sure to stop into Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. And joining us, two of our stalwarts, Dave from Somerset, and of course, the Earl of Tacony, without the leisure suit today. We're still working on the side question, too, at 855-839-1210. So, Dave, Somerset's pretty far away.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours.
Oh, there you go. That's a little bit of a ride to Wildwood. How did you get to be a listener with all those central... First of all, are you in Central Jersey? There is no Central Jersey, right?
I realized that when I said I was in Central Jersey. I was like, oh boy, Dom's going to bring that up. So
exactly.
I would then consider it North Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I started listening to the station, and I tell everybody I listened to 1 week of, you know, who replaced Rush.
Right.
And it just didn't work. And I started listening to I knew about your show, and I listened to you a little bit. And I said, you know, it's entertaining, he's topical, and he makes sense. So, been listener since.
Well, thank you, Dave. Very nice.
You're welcome.
Big shoes to fill. And, of course, one of the reasons it's so entertaining is the Earl of Tacconi, along with five or six of these other guys that have made it that way. So, Earl, what are you thinking today? You had a lot of requests to come up with a Kamala Harris song. How's that going?
I have that, but first off, you've been hating on me all day. My father does have the My Fellow Slippers, and I do love me a cheesesteak hoagie, so you know, I will fight for that.
All right, but Mike Lindell, Dan, might be my winner today as being trapped in the room if he's going to be the Giza sheets. All right, that's kind of funny the first time.
David Somerset does have an answer if you want.
Yes.
Ted Stryker from the movie Airplane.
Ah, yes.
Who all would right. want to be in a room with him because everybody tried to kill themselves on the plane when he started talking to them.
How about you, Earl? What's yours today? I had time to ponder it.
I'm going to go with the guy that used to have your time slot on another network, Al Franken. I mean, I got through 2 pages of Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot. I got through 15 minutes of Air America. And God forbid you should pass out from boredom in the elevator and you wake up and Al Franken's there giving you a feel.
And that station had that station had Rachel Maddow, I think, followed him or was on afterward. They don't get talk radio. It was the fact checker type. Let's call in the fact checkers here.
No, the thing is between conservative and liberal radio is... When I listen to the radio, everything you say is a lie. You have to convince me that you are telling the truth. You don't just say, you know, Donald Trump wants to do this or Joe Biden does this. You explain it as it goes through. When I listen to Al Franken spent 15 minutes saying, George Bush sucks. He sucks. Boy, George Bush, he sucks. And it's like, why, Al? Mm-hmm. Why do you feel that way? And liberal media doesn't do that. They just give you the talking points because you've got me on Twitter now. And I keep seeing all these people that argue, and they just go with the talking points. Yeah. And when you ask them, could you give me some details? What is it that you don't like? And they can't give you an answer because it's never been explained to them. They just get the bullet points, and that's it. You give us the bullet point, and then you say, because, and then you go through every reason why you believe what you believe, and you convince us. Do we believe you? Do we not?
Well, it's such an easy medium, too. You guys know because you're such big listeners. I tell people all the time it's relatively easy because the rest of the media, it's not only is just giving us this kind of doctrine, but these things that we talk about that we're excited about, the fun of it, they don't get any of that. There's no fun. There's no events like we've just had today where we had Jeff Van Drew, conduit to Trump, drinking scotch, followed by sea squash here with us, in addition to all the serious stuff that's happening. And the bond of listeners, and Dan has really cultivated this, is better than anything I've ever been part of in 37 years of talk radio.
I don't think they've ever had somebody sing a song about Kamala Harrison.
Are you ready to go?
Yes,
you
actually I can do that.
I didn't know that. I see him taking out a little crib sheet there.
Are we doing a cappella?
Acapella? Yes. Do you need something? Where's the band? Oh, we don't have the band this time around.
I just stole
a t-shirt. All right, folks, the Earl of Tacconi without a leisure suit, his poetic put-together song for the next president, Kamala Harris.
Try to do my worst Neil Diamond impression if I can.
Okay.
So, Cacklin' Kamala, have you heard? She's building the South, she's making it out of words. Does it every day. What'd she say? Today is tomorrow, tomorrow's today, yesterday.
That's all on the spot here at Mulligan's. And where do we get your Christmas songs? We're expecting them. I know you're working diligently on them for this coming year.
Blame me.
Yes, we have the first Christmas album out. Sales are through the roof. I think we have 4 downloads, and I've downloaded it twice, so there's that. We're still working on the contractually obligated second-rate second album. We're working on that. That should be out probably within the next month or so. And then we're going to have the Christmas album. We're going to try and get that out before the election on the off chance that Joe Biden wins. I want to try and get as many digs in as I can.
Don't put that out in the universe. Jeez.
Well, keep him there for now. Let's keep that alive that he might win. I want Joe Biden in. Do you want Joe Biden to stay in?
Well, I'd be out of a job if he lost.
But, okay.
There is that.
But you want Biden to stay in?
300 million votes.
Stay in because you're comparing two presidencies against each other.
Exactly. That's the first time we've been able. That's a great point that we've been able to do that. Versus somebody who can promise, if it's Harris, for example, to do Venn diagrams all that she wants.
Yep.
That point of compare, and I don't think the Trump people quite get that. I would do it even more. the side-by-side on that, because there's no getting around that. It's not like the usual presidential battle.
And he can't run away from last Thursday.
Right.
Well, the optics were the same. It's the same as 1960, Kennedy versus Nixon.
Yeah.
It's there for everyone to see.
I don't understand. I mean, I could have given some suntanning tips if he wanted to do that. You know, that counts. Nixon was campaigning, as you know, in 50 states, was all messed up and put some bad makeup on. Kennedy was sunning on a roof, allegedly, with a lot of women and looked great. And that's how it was.
Worked out.
Dave, thanks for coming all the way.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for letting me be with the Earl.
Oh, the Earl of Tacony. Coming up, it is the lightning round so that we get a winner here today from Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Hey there, folks. We have some exciting news from Rescue Natural Supplements. They're having a sale of epic proportions in honor of Independence Day. Now through July 4th, use the code FREEDOM to snag 45% off four or more of your favorite products. You can mix and match single bottles, boost your heart health, strengthen immunity, lift energy levels, or try all-natural sleep aids. To order, call 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant, or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. It's never too late or too early to fortify your body and health. Rescue's Independence Day sale ends Thursday, July 4th, so don't miss out. Remember, shop res-q.com. Use the code FREEDOM. Again, the code is FREEDOM for 45% off four or more single bottles. Do it today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. Be ready to go. By the way, everyone here at Mulligan's, our last segment, and July 4th tomorrow, Mark Levin is with us. Would like to wish everyone a happy July 4th. Mark!
Oh, Dom Giordano, thank you very much. And everybody at Mulligan's, eat, drink, and be merry, and happy 4th of July. That's right, I said it.
All right,
happy
then.
Happy 4th, Mark.
And is Howard Stern going to wish everyone a happy 4th of July here at Mulligan's?
Hey, Dom, look, you know, I know that there's been a lot of issues right now, but let's just bury the hatchet, have some scotch, and you know what? They stole that bit from me, Robin.
All right, thank you, Mark. Is there anybody else in the booth with the two of you?
Oh, so why did Bruce say that I was annoying, that I had an annoying voice? You know what? Let me tell you something. Some people, just because he calls on a phone that actually works, and he's going to criticize me.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Thank you, Gilbert. Have a happy 4th of July. Let's go to Pat here in the Lehigh Valley, where Dr. Jill Biden was just the other day. Hey, Pat, good afternoon. Who's that annoyance you can't be in an elevator with?
A stinky person. Recently, American Airlines threw out a person along with other people because they couldn't figure out who it was. I don't know why they threw them all out for their offensive body odor. But my husband had that experience years ago. He actually got up.
Wait a minute. He had the experience of the body odor or the guy with the body odor there?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Both.
He got up and moved.
All right, thank you, Pat.
A stinky person. That's a great answer.
That's a great. That might be outside the box. Greta back with us, and this is
the big Gretch.
Yeah, the big Gretch. Yeah, the big Gretch, like Whitmer. Hey, Greta, welcome in. Who do you have today, Greta?
RFK Jr.
He is. I need to hit us for a couple hours.
Well, it's a disability, so.
It is. But. I know that, but it's still annoying nonetheless. And God help us, we won't have him.
Okay. Well, and then there's the dog picture. You can look that up. Jim's got a good one. I've interviewed this guy once in person in the Phillies dugout. He was a nice guy, but it got a little heated. Who do you have, Jim?
Well, how about Rob Reiner? You know, the real meathead, let me tell you.
Yeah, we were right there near Howard and Utley and all that, and it started to break out a little ideological.
Did he smell? I feel like you combined Pat's answer to that.
He was fine when we're talking baseball.
He looks like a stinky person.
I didn't bring up the ideology, but he said, what about Russian collusion? We were off to the races. Bill in Bucks. Yeah, this is somebody very annoying. Bill, who's yours? Well,
she's a former Wyoming congresswoman who basically did some anti-Republican things. Liz Cheney.
Yeah, when Liz Cheney makes that sad face, it's tough. It really is. Charlie in northern Pennsylvania. All right, Charlie, final hitter. Who's yours?
Kramer from Seinfeld used to get into convulsions when he heard Mary Hart's voice.
True, there was a whole Mary Hart thing. Not John Tesh, but Mary Hart. All right, that's a good one. All right, Dan? A lot of contenders today. It was a good question. And just a note, we'll be on tomorrow, noon until 2. I'll be in the Dom Dome. I think you'll be downtown.
I think I'll be off.
Oh, you're off now?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. I know that. Somebody else will be in there with me. Jim,
you know what? I'm going to be here, Dom. I'm actually going to be working. So Dan's off and Howard's working.
Yes,
definitely.
Howard Sternson in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to be running the board.
The whole show, okay. With Howard as your sidekick.
All right, thank you. It's a whole show we've been pitching at. So Dan, who are the contenders here?
Penn and Lehigh Valley had a stinky person. I thought that one was good. Earl always coming in on top,
yes,
with Al Franken, a fantastic answer today. Bruce with Gilbert Gottfried. Susan first in with Rachel Levine. We had Whoopi Goldberg. Rob Reiner looks like a smelly person. I really think Penn and Lehigh Valley, though, with the generic out of the box answer of just a stinky person in general.
Yeah, we should have knocked that off and said it can't be a stinky person. And she had a plane flight and her husband got off or was, yeah.
Penn and Lehigh Valley.
Overseas trip next to somebody like that. And if you say anything, oh man, that could be big trouble. All right, that's the winner today. We'll put that into the hat. We'll do it again tomorrow, noon. I think noon until 2, and then special programming from 2 until 3. We'll see you then. Thanks to everybody here at Mulligan's. Thanks to Dan. Thanks to thanks to Tommy McDonald for keeping us going. If you remember, last year in July around this time, if you were here at Mulligan's, there was a power blackout across the Wildwoods. But we stayed on the air thanks to car batteries and other magic that was miraculous to see. Johnny Z and Mulligan's, though, always a good time here. Next time we're here is at the end of August, although working on some other things before that. And again, big news will continue into tomorrow. Earl, any parting words from you? Any words of wisdom here?
No, just everyone have a safe and happy 4th of July. Light the fuse and throw it quick.
Thank you for that wisdom. If you want to follow on Twitter until you get through 4th of July, it's at
Don't
Dom
want to
Show.
Explode now.
It's at Dom Show 1210. Feeling no effects of that scotch.
No?
And it wasn't bad. The scotch was better than
a little bit of smoky flavor, right?
Yeah, the bourbon is horrible. Let's face it, Grand Paul, it's like paint thinner.
Aww.
No way. The scotch was fine. It's brutal.
A listener reaction here at the bar on that one, Dom.
The bourbon drinking. All right.
Show of hands. No. Who likes bourbon?
Right here.
Right. Yeah, the one guy who's falling off the bar stool over there. Come on. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day, everyone. Richie always show
Thank
next.
You.
Thanks, everybody here. Thanks for joining us at Mulligan's Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. Be ready to go. By the way, everyone here at Mulligan's, our last segment, and July 4th tomorrow, Mark Levin is with us. Would like to wish everyone a happy July 4th. Mark!
Oh, Dom Giordano, thank you very much. And everybody at Mulligan's, eat, drink, and be merry, and happy 4th of July. That's right, I said it.
All right,
happy
then.
Fourth, Mark.
And is Howard Stern going to wish everyone a happy 4th of July here at Mulligan's?
Hey, Dom, look, I know that there's been a lot of issues right now, but let's just bury the hatchet, have some scotch, and you know what? They stole that bit from me, Robin.
All right, thank you, Mark. Is there anybody else in the booth with the two of you?
Oh,
So why did Bruce say that I was annoying, that I had an annoying voice? You know what? Let me tell you something. Some people, just because he calls on a phone that actually works, and he's going to criticize me.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Thank you, Gilbert. Have a fourth, a happy 4th of July. Let's go to Pat here in the Lehigh Valley, where Dr. Jill Biden was just the other day. Hey, Pat, good afternoon. Who's that annoyance you can't be in an elevator with?
A stinky person. Recently, American Airlines threw out a person along with other people because they couldn't figure out who it was. I don't know why they threw them all out. For their offensive body odor. But my husband had that experience years ago. He actually
Wait a minute, he had the experience of the body odor or the guy with the body odor there?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Both.
He got up and moved.
All right, thank you, Pat.
A stinky person. That's a great answer.
That's a great. That might be outside the box. Greta back with us, and this is
the big Gretch.
Yeah, the big Gretch. Yeah, the big Gretch, like Whitmer. Hey, Greta, welcome in. Who do you have today, Greta?
RFK Jr.
He is in us for a couple hours.
Well, it's a disability, so.
It is. But. I know that, but it's still annoying nonetheless. And God help us, we won't have him.
Okay. Well, and then there's the dog picture. You can look that up. Jim's got a good one. I've interviewed this guy once in person in the Phillies dugout. He was a nice guy, but it got a little heated. Who do you have, Jim?
Oh, how about Rob Reiner? You know, the real meathead. Let me tell you.
Yeah, we were right there near Howard and Utley and all that, and it started to break out a little ideological.
Did he smell? I feel like you combined Pat's answer to that.
He was fine when we're talking baseball.
He looks like a stinky person.
I didn't bring up the ideology, but he said, what about Russian collusion? We were off to the races. Bill in Bucks. Yeah, this is somebody very annoying. Bill, who's yours? Yeah.
She's a former Wyoming congresswoman who basically did some anti-Republican things. Liz Cheney.
Yeah, when Liz Cheney makes that sad face, it's tough. It really is. Charlie in northern Pennsylvania. All right, Charlie, final hitter. Who's yours?
Kramer from Seinfeld used to get and convulsions when he heard Mary Hart's voice.
True, there was a whole Mary Hart thing. Not John Tesh, but Mary Hart. All right, that's a good one. All right, Dan, a lot of contenders today. It was a good question. And just a note, we'll be on tomorrow, noon until 2. I'll be in the Dom Dome. I think you'll be downtown.
I think I'll be off.
Oh, you're off now?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. I know that. Somebody else will be in there with me. Jim,
you know what? I'm going to be here, Dom. I'm actually going to be working. So Dan's off and Howard's working.
Yes.
Definitely.
Howard Stern's sent in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to be running the board, Dom.
The whole show with Howard as your sidekick.
All right. Thank you. It's a whole show we've been pitching at. So, Dan, who are the contenders here?
Penn and Lehigh Valley had a stinky person. I thought that one was good. Earl always coming in on top with Al Franken, a fantastic answer today. Bruce with Gilbert Gottfried. Susan First in with Rachel Levine. We had Whoopi Goldberg. Rob Reiner looks like a smelly person. I really think Penn and Lehigh Valley, though, with the generic out-of-the-box answer of just a stinky person in general.
Yeah, we should have knocked that off and said it can't be a stinky person. And she had a plane flight and her husband got off or was,
Penn and Lehigh Valley.
Overseas trip next to somebody like that, and if you say anything, oh man, that could be big trouble. All right, that's the winner today. We'll put that into the hat. We'll do it again tomorrow, noon. I think noon until 2, and then special programming from 2 until 3. We'll see you then. Thanks to everybody here at Mulligan's. Thanks to Dan. Thanks to thanks to Tommy McDonald for keeping us going. If you remember, last year in July around this time, if you were here at Mulligan's, there was a power blackout across the Wildwoods. But we stayed on the air thanks to car batteries and other magic that was miraculous to see. Johnny Z and Mulligan's, though, always a good time here. Next time we're here is at the end of August, although working on some other things before that. And again, big news will continue into tomorrow. Earl, any parting words from you? Any words of wisdom here?
Just everyone have a safe and happy 4th of July. light the fuse and throw it quick.
Thank you for that wisdom. If you want to follow on Twitter until you get through 4th of July, it's at
Dom
Show.
Don't want to explode now.
It's at Dom Show 1210. Feeling no effects of that scotch.
No?
And it wasn't bad. The scotch was better than
a little bit of smoky flavor, right?
Yeah, the bourbon is horrible. Let's face it, Rand Paul, it's like paint thinner.
Aww.
No way. The scotch was fine. It's brutal.
A listener reaction here at the bar on that one, Dom.
The bourbon drinking. All right.
Show of hands. Who likes bourbon?
Right here.
Yeah, the one guy who's falling off the bar stool over there. Come on. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day, everyone. Rich Cioli Show
Thank
next.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody here. Thanks for joining us at Mulligan's Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.